I like your
icing
idea.
With,
the ingenuity.
You put this gravy in the middle like a molten lava cake.
You made gravy in the
middle. You ice so bad. You take it, you put it on the stovetop.
Christ.
You know they say whispering is worse too
get a
when you
cough
throat.
Drop it.
I'm trying.
I want some stuff in my
You do. You really sound like when SpongeBob almost died of drying
yeah,
out.
Yeah. I do. Yeah, water.
Water.
Nice, dude. I've been losing my voice in Skankfest. You guys did this to me.
I did it, and you haven't gotten it back yet. What happened?
It's it's like an injury. It's like you think it's fixed, and then boom.
Were you hooting and hollering last night on Thanksgiving?
Hooting and hollering.
On Halloween, whatever the holiday.
Halloween.
Was.
Those are two of her castmates.
It was hollering for me.
Hoot and Holler are two of the other cast members on her show.
Yes, yes. Kick him out the classroom. Yada, yada, yada. Nick Cannon.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you f***ing ready, mother?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez. Welcome to Real Ass Podcast Wednesday, November 1st. Happy Halloween to everyone that went out last night and celebrated. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, Chi Chi Benson in the motherfucking house with the international superstar Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid? Chilling, dude. I'm a little exhausted. Little exhausted, up last night, trick-or-treating, walking around, trained this morning, got my goddamn fight coming up on Saturday. Going to be so happy to be done with this fight. Thanks, Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon.
Going to be so happy to be done with this fight.
Yeah.
It's been too much. It's been too much. I'm going to take a nice long fucking break after this.
Are you going on vacay?
No, I was going to go on vacation after this fight, but it's just timing-wise. No, I'm going to a wedding, and the wedding at the end of November is sort of taking up fucking what would be my vacation time. So now I have to just go to a wedding. So I'm going to stay a couple extra days. It's in Florida.
But then you got the holidays coming up. You're going to let yourself go?
No.
Just like take a little break, you know?
No. I'm going to take a few days off. I'm having a week of carbs. Oh, I can't wait. A week of
Thanksgiving, I assume, right? You're going to be mashed potatoes, stuff.
I don't even give a shit about that. That means nothing to me. Thanksgiving dinner is one of the most overrated dinners in the world.
Oh, that's a dumb thing to say, yeah.
It's crazy. You know, it's not a dumb thing to say.
For sure.
Turkey stinks, stuffing rules. That's it.
Stuffing does rule.
Stuffing does rule. That's
it. Rules so, and that's carbs. You're going to want stuffing.
Stuffing is the one thing at Thanksgiving because it doesn't make sense any other time. I've done stuffing. I bought a box of stovetop stuffing just like on a Tuesday in fucking June.
It doesn't hit the same.
But it's not bad.
It doesn't hit the same. Yeah, you get a little gravy on top of it with a little pool.
Dude, that's a fat guy move, dude. If you buy stuffing in June, and I have, I swear to God, stovetop microwavable stuffing like a fat piece of shit.
Yeah.
You do a little sausage in there. You mix it up, cut it up, put it in there. So let's go.
Look, the
starving.
The reality is, I've never been more. I've never been more.
Can we do a stuffing run?
Cornbread stuffing.
Oh,
dude, cornbread.
Cornbread stuffing.
Dude, stuffing muffins is that it's not a Zach and Miko invention, but you brought it into my life,
it into
and
your
it does
life.
Rule.
Stuffing muffins.
Stuffing muffins. You do you take the stuffing. You put it into muffin tins.
Yeah, and you
and then
bake
you
it.
Just give everyone individual stuffing
you
muffins.
Shut the fuck up right now. Like that. Are you kidding?
So every piece is all crust.
Oh man, we're gonna have to stop the show.
It's like ordering a Sicilian pie and everything's a corner piece.
Stuffing muffins. Rules. It's got so much crisp, so much juiciness on the inside. It's got
Let me ask
heaven.
You this. Can I throw a curveball? I don't know if this would work. What if while you're building the stuffing muffins, in the middle of it you put gravy before the rest of
right.
it? So the gravy is almost like a gusher.
No, you
like
ice, you ice them
dry out.
I don't know how to make that happen. No, look,
you ice them with mashed potatoes.
Look.
What'd you say?
I like your
ice
idea.
Them with
the ingenuity.
You put this gravy in the middle like a molten lava cake.
You made the gravy in the
middle. You ice so bad. You take it, you put it on the stovetop.
Christ.
You know they say whispering is worse too when you
cough
throat?
Drop, bitch.
I'm trying.
I want some stuff in my
you really sound like when SpongeBob almost died of drying out.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, water. Nice. Dude, I've been losing my voice in Skankfest. You guys did this to me.
I did it, and you haven't gotten it back yet. What happened?
It's like an injury. It's like you think it's fixed, and then boom.
Were you hooting and hollering last night?
And hollering.
On Halloween, whatever the holiday is.
Halloween.
Those are two of her castmates.
It was hollering for me.
Hoot and holler are two of the other cast members on her show.
Yes, yes. Kick him out the classroom. Yada, yada, yada. Nick Cannon. Dude, I was hooting and hollering last night.
Were you hooting? What did you do for Halloween?
Nothing. I went to the stand.
But you still hooted?
Yes.
You still hollered.
I was hooting and the blowfish last night.
Did you wear? Who were you blowing?
Maddie, two comedians died at your house?
Yes. Wow.
What, Zach. Maddie, what, were you dressed up?
Yeah, I just dressed up as a guy. Hmm. It was a pretty good costume. Well, listen to this. You guys can tell me, but obviously you'll say not. I tried to dress up as Ice Spice, and people said it was questionable.
Oh, racist?
Racist, yeah.
Did you do blackface?
Yeah, did you go?
So I did blackface. I did blackface. And everyone was like, wow, you're a bad person. You're a piece of... I'm like, I look like her. Do I not? No, I have the wig on.
Do you have a picture of it?
Yeah, I'll fucking show you.
Send it to Shannon right now.
Okay.
Send it to Shannon.
But what's the deal? Like, we can't wear wigs that look like...
No, the wig is not the issue.
I think the issue is, yeah, you're not allowed to paint your skin.
I didn't paint my skin. I put the wig on and, like, little shorts.
Who said that it's...
Oh, I thought you said...
I sent it to the group chat of my girlfriends, and they were like...
They were like, Maddie...
Yeah,
this isn't okay.
No, yeah. I think if you didn't,
they were like, if anything, don't say that you're Ice Spice.
No, I think if you didn't put like bronzer all over you, then you're fine.
Did you glue Brillo pads to your head and then paint them yellow?
I had like an Annie wig.
Okay.
Obviously, this is gonna come up, and the racist live chat is gonna just
we love it.
Fake nude it. Or
yeah, they're gonna do nude fake Ice Spice.
I thought it was funny, and I thought I would say Ice lost her spice because I'm the white girl who doesn't season her food.
I love it. Can Bricks, yeah, Bricks, when she posts this, can you not white only ice. Do you make her nude? Can you please put her in blackface?
No, don't do that, please.
No, it's a gag, Madeline.
Yeah, but gags turn into
I called you Madeline.
Full on.
Madeline.
Oh, what's happening in my head right now? I can't speak anymore.
Okay, just sent to Shannon. Look at that.
Yeah, that's fine. Why wouldn't you wear that?
Well, now it's too late to post.
But now you dressed up as a man?
Yeah, for the stand.
Okay.
I don't like to be slutty at comedy clubs.
What's going on with your fucking friends, dude? That's crazy. That's the world that we are in now?
Yeah, it is.
People are so nervous about shit.
And think about this.
How old are you, Maddie?
32.
So here's what's funny. Like, for my generation, like, I don't remember in particular, but like... When I was in elementary school, kids were doing blackface left and right. Like, that happened at least a dozen times that I can remember where somebody was, like, a basketball player.
I remember high school going to my Puerto Rican friend's birthday party, opening the door, and he was full blackface Manny Ramirez. Like, he was, like, shoe polish. But it was just one of those things where you're like, you committed.
Kim's mom went viral, like, in her hometown because she just wore, like, she was literally, and this is, I want to say 6 years ago, this woman and Kim were together. Her mom was just a black person for Halloween.
Hilarious.
And she just wore blackface. And she was like, I'm a black person.
That's hilarious.
There's just no bit to it. It's just
no bit. There was nothing beyond just a black person.
I love that you call it she went viral in her town.
She did.
She offended a city.
Yeah, she did. No, it was like a thing in like the local Facebook group being like, what the fuck is wrong with this bitch? Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Wild.
A black person is hilarious.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, that
that's
actually
fine.
Works as Ice Spice, but I honestly
albino Ice Spice.
It's the same outfit.
It's the same exact outfit. Go back.
I think there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's fucking perfect.
The most respectable way you could have done that.
Truly.
But people like Trisha Paytas dressed up as Ice Spice, and people called her a racist. So
who's Trisha Paytas?
Who's Trisha Paytas?
She's that larger
YouTuber.
Let's see Trisha Paytas.
You've definitely
Ice
seen
Spice.
Her before.
And people mad at her.
Did she do the blackface? Or
she's already like tan, face? So I think she caramelized herself a little bit.
She caramelized? Like caramelized onions.
You can pull her up.
Let's see. I don't think people actually. I remember there was like, what was it, last year? Somebody was dressed up as a Nazi and he got beat up in a bar on Halloween. I was like, on Halloween, anything goes. What are you talking about? They're just costumes.
I mean, but I don't know what she looks like originally, but it's like...
She just looks like that, but
it's just
the wig.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I don't understand.
Is the wig offensive?
No.
Is it? I don't know.
Are you that's not supposed just to wear like afro hair wigs looks and like. Stuff too?
I don't know. I don't know. I dressed up as Slash for Legion of Skanks. That'd be a big old afro wig. Is Slash half black?
I believe he is.
He is, right? See?
Yeah.
See,
I believe he's. I believe he's Kravitz-ish.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. What'd you do with your kid? How old's your kid now?
Just turned a year the day before Halloween.
Wow,
man.
October 30th.
Crazy, yeah.
What'd you guys do? It was baby's first Halloween or second Halloween technically, but you were in the hospital last
Halloween. Yeah, he didn't know he still didn't know what was going on. But we just took him down like a street in Queens to go to all different little businesses and stuff like that. It was very overwhelming.
Sucks. Dude, oh my God, fucking trick-or-treating in
Astoria,
the city.
The
so overwhelming.
Yeah.
Trick-or-treating in the city sucks.
Yeah.
There's also like kids.
All of the dick.
You see how many bad parents are out there? Because the kids that are just like literally shoving their way through and like no manners, no like excuse me. Like I'm like holding the door open. Open for my wife who's like carrying an infant and they're just like shoving her out of the way to grab a fist and then they're grabbing like fistfuls of the candy instead of just one or two
and
the
parents
costume are doing
is
nothing.
A mask and a sweatshirt
literally
I only had one trick
there was kids in my neighborhood yesterday that weren't wearing anything. If you come to my
they're
door
naked?
They were naked teens. It ruled actually boys, my neighborhood rules on Halloween.
Great Halloween.
We only had one person show up yesterday to our house for actual trick-or-treaters and it was at like 8 o'clock. It was two for sure 16-year-old dudes who probably just drove up to my house. They were like, "What's up?" Didn't say trick or treat. Then I was like, I went, "Oh, okay." And then I had the bowl and they grabbed like a fistful. They weren't dressed up as anything. They were just two teenagers with pillowcases who I feel like a part of them was like, maybe we'll just go and see who's home and then we'll try and rob
if
the house.
If you come to my house and you are not wearing a costume, I'm not giving you candy. I'm going to say no.
What if
not.
They don't say trick or treat?
They have to say nick or treat in my house.
Oh, my God.
What, nick or treat? You don't remember nick or treat?
No, it's nick or treat.
Nick or treat.
I don't know what that is.
You don't remember nick or treat?
No.
Get your head out of the gutter, Maddie.
What?
It was a contest in the 90s that Nickelodeon would do. And if your phone rang on Halloween, you'd say nick or treat, and then they give you like fucking.
But you also had to just pick up the phone like that?
Yeah. Treat.
They actually had nick or treat?
Nick or treat, I swear to God. But that was the thing. It sounded like, it sounds like nick.
Yeah, it sounds suspiciously like the other thing.
Treats.
Wow.
Yeah.
Someone didn't think that through.
Shannon, pull up the Nick or Treat commercial. I'm assuming the whole time I've been saying that, you've been pulling it up. There's no way. You
there it is.
Now it's time for
Nick or Treat.
Nick's calling 2,500 kids all this week during the Ozone and all morning on Halloween. Answer
the Ozone.
And you'll win a glow-in-the-dark Nick t-shirt, $5 in gift certificates to McDonald's, and a package of amazing fruit.
$5.
It was a shitty prize. It was a shitty prize to be racist to your neighbors.
And to get your personal phone number. It was like, here's $5. Give me your phone number.
$5, a t-shirt, and a pack of gum to pick up the phone and yell
amazing,
the N-word.
It was amazing fruit. Yeah. Amazing fruit gummy bears.
Yeah.
Amazing fruit.
They discontinued those.
I haven't seen amazing fruit. What's your favorite fruit snack?
I mean,
is there known? Nick or treats.
I
said Nick.
Welch's, I guess, is like the main one, but it's I don't feel like it's great. There's really no good ones.
Fruit snacks are full gummy, dessert, every sort of candy.
We're talking about.
Do Gushers count?
Gushers count, yes.
Ah,
Gushers count.
Gushers, Fruit by the Foot, fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What are those candy cherry gummy bear things? Those
like those.
The cherries ones? Cherries Happy Cherries or something like that?
I like the twin snakes.
So you're talking about when you go into like one of the Dylan candy bars type places where they have all of the
I love that.
And then you can pick out the different things that you want.
Yeah, the little cherry ones.
Scoop them fucking.
That's how I snuck ecstasy into Jamaica.
Right.
In candy?
I got a big bag of like different candies. There we go.
Stop. Oh my God, that was so fast.
That's pretty good, actually.
Put that away.
Holy shit.
Can you zoom in? Can you zoom in on her slit?
Ew, stop. I
what?
Hate that word.
What do you want me to say?
Oh, I hate that word.
Can you please zoom in on her tight slit,
so
please?
So fast. It doesn't even, there's like still like, they didn't even like lose the background. There, you could still see like the clothes and
thank
shoes.
You. Pull up the one in blackface now, Shannon,
stop,
please. For the love of God,
you guys.
Stop.
Seriously. Those tits.
Guys, my job is to be naked in blackface.
I don't stop. Those tits are nice.
Those
I
were
wish
nice.
I had a big fucking rack.
If you had those titties, holy
shit.
Oh
my God.
You give up comedy right now?
I would wear little t-shirts every single day.
Damn.
Little tiny t-shirts.
Anyway. Out of all those, when I go to one of those Dylan's candy bar type things, The problem is all those gummy candies, they're really just the same shit. They just trick you with the different shapes, right? If you, once you close your eyes, you pop it in your mouth. I don't think there's any difference in flavors on any of them.
No, because the peach rings. The cherry ones are cherry flavored.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I don't care for those like shark ones, those like white and blue ones.
I like those.
They just don't have a taste. It's just
what is blue and white shark flavor? What is that?
I don't know what the flavor is. The only thing that's ever tasted,
I bet they're blue raspberry.
The only thing that's ever tasted like blue is Cool Blue Gatorade. That's the only thing I've ever had where I'm like, that's what I think the color blue tastes like.
Right.
It's for sure blue.
Yeah.
I'm going sour on my choices. I'm going sour gummy bears.
Yeah, sour gummy bears.
Or they're like Mike and Ike's, but they're sour. They're called Zowers.
Oh, those are
good. Are phenomenal.
I like sour straws.
Also a very good choice.
I used to love a sour straw back in the day. What a fat kid I was, dude.
So good.
Because so in my local middle school, in Haversham Middle School, you used to get to go out into like the village and like go to like the little Puerto Rican kids. They were like, just go. We don't care. Like, have fun. Take an hour break from school in the local town where they sell drugs.
Yeah.
And we used to go to like the local like candy stores and they had the bins where you'd pull out the sour straws. Were they a penny or were they 5 cents?
A penny.
They might have been a penny.
A penny is reckless.
Book. Sour straws might have been a fucking penny at the time. Maybe 5 cents. They're probably 5 cents.
A penny is like...
A penny's
penny
crazy.
Was like World War II.
Yeah.
No, 5 cents sounds right. I feel like
after the fall of Germany, it was a penny.
Those might have been
sour straws, 1 penny each. Yeah.
The packs might have been 2 for $1.
Just have fucking like war torn fucking Europe. Just penny sour straws. Yeah.
Come with me and you'll be.
Dude, I used to take my sour straw and actually dip it into my chocolate milk and drink the chocolate milk with
through
my sour straw.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Sour chocolate.
That is Zach's personality in a sentence.
Yeah.
I've seen people do it with soda and Twizzlers. That's more my person. I would say Dr. Pepper through a Twizzler.
That's interesting. That's my personality. I like a Pull and Peel Twizzler.
So wait, what happened last night? Lil Nas X also got slammed. He dressed as a tampon.
I saw that. I was like, ugh.
I mean, that's kind of his MO is to always be like.
No, he is an MO.
Yeah, he's HOMO.
Right.
Let's see. He came through a vagina.
It's the string is attached to the vagina.
Oh, I see.
Ew, I don't like that.
Yeah,
I
but
just don't like
that's
it because
kind of the point of it, right? Like it's supposed to be. It's
I don't like it because the amount of times that I've walked out of a room doing this with
ew,
it
stop.
And run into the bathroom.
I know it's like nasty. I don't
do you let a man remove it from you?
First of all, I don't get a period. I got that shit on lock. Everyone, no one should be getting periods. By the way,
what do you do?
I have an IUD. It fucking makes.
Yeah,
it
you
not
don't have
happen.
To have those anymore.
But no period. But when I did have a period.
Have you ever had a man pull the tampon?
Never.
Not once. I
no,
love it.
Oh.
You love it?
I love pulling it out. It's
ew.
Like, do you know those little poppers on New Year's Eve where you kind of pull it kind of hard?
Absolutely.
It's kind of hard to get out?
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah. Bop.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just blood
ew.
Glitter.
And then sometimes it comes out and it's got a thick, dark red, like
and
day one, day two of a period.
Oh.
Chunks attached
yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's got chum.
Yeah.
Dude, it's dripping.
It's got fucking chill.
And sometimes it's been
just
in...
seagulls flying around.
Yeah, dude,
literally.
It's fucking.
Sometimes
it's
it fans
thick.
Out
yeah,
because
yeah.
of how long it's been.
Yeah.
You know
and
what
then
I mean?
And sometimes you pull it out. It's like, oh, babe, you're not even on your period.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Stop.
You're so dumb.
Idiot. This isn't period. Have you ever pulled your girl's tampon out?
No.
You've never pulled a tampon out of a vagina in your life.
I personally have never pulled it out, no.
Shannon, have you ever had a man pull a tampon out of your vagina before? Am I crazy? Am I the only one who's done this?
Never.
Absolutely
I've
not.
Never.
You've
of course
done
I
it.
Have.
I pull out my teeth. I shit yeah. you not. That it smacks against your chin
oh,
a couple
yeah.
times.
I do it to make him talk.
That's crazy.
There's a snake in my boot.
Never. Has she pulled out a tampon in front of you?
No, not in front. I mean, like I've slept with women who have had to like take a tampon out, but like they
but
like,
not your wife.
They would like go to the bathroom.
They go and take
you know
care
what
of
I mean?
It.
Yeah,
they don't. You don't get to watch the show.
No, I guess not.
Particularly,
boring, yeah.
Dude.
Which only cost a penny.
You're a
post World War II.
You're a boring guy. Dude.
No, it smells like pennies.
Yeah, seriously. Come get your tampons. One yeah. penny each.
Shannon, I'm sorry, I didn't listen to when you spoke. Has a man ever pulled a tampon out of your vagina?
No, never.
Not once. Jorge.
Yeah.
Has a man ever pulled a tampon at your vagina?
Can't say that I've had that happen.
Yeah, you guys are alone on that one.
I have no issue with fishing in the Red River.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you go
period
down
sex is fine.
Will you go down on a check on a period?
I'd prefer not to.
Like date, like heavy
well,
flow.
Nobody prefers it.
Flow
nobody
day.
Prefers... Dude, I remember one time in high school, I went down on my girl, and I didn't know she had her period. She got it in the middle of me going down on her.
Ew.
Which is like such a young girl thing to like. And old bitches now, you did a chick who's 30, she knows the minute that her period's coming.
Yeah, and you can control it too. You're
yeah. Like, not yet. She's like, hold on, I'm going to hold off.
Yeah.
It just looks like the fucking elevator from The Shining. Lewis is going.
So, you know, I went down her, dude. I went down her, and then I came up, and like,
why did I want to eat your pussy on a tricycle?
Her face was just like horrified. She was like, what the fuck?
You're like, wow, you're so wet.
I was like, yeah.
And you just go, what? Too much teeth?
I was covered. I'm talking about like from here down to my chest.
You look like Dalsim?
Yeah. Doggy, it looked like I was a fucking cannibal. Oh, it was crazy. God.
Truly
dude.
Terrible.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. And I had no issue with it ever since then. Shout out. Let me not say her full name. I was going to just say her full name.
Her full name and address.
Yeah.
That's a thing we used to do on podcasts. If you go back to the old podcast, we used to just say full names of people all the live long day.
Yeah. You used to give out phone numbers.
I gave out my phone number on a couple pods.
Sure.
Yeah, back in the day.
I know. One of my first times doing Real Ass, Zach jokingly said, Lewis's number. Do you really just say that? And they had to block it out.
I actually said my real number.
He started saying his number.
Oh, I do remember that.
Lewis flipped.
I only said
you gave out Cannon's number on Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah, there.
He was like, "I don't give a shit. Text me." And then for years, he was like, "That was a major mistake."
Yeah, fuck that.
Not good. We all thought that it's a funny gag in the moment.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. YoDelta.com is where you can get the best Delta 8 THC delivered right to your door. So if you're over 21 years old and you're living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, which I think is almost every state at this point, you got to get it from YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states and gets you high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you, from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off. GAS, GAS is the promo code at YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? Let's see, how old is too old for trick-or-treating? U.S. cities where it's illegal to go door-to-door for candy with kids over 12 prohibited from Halloween solicitation. Shannon, that sentence does not make sense. I understand what's going on in it from context clues, but there's certain cities where it's illegal if you're over 12 to go trick-or-treating if you don't have kids with you.
Yes, they can be charged with a misdemeanor certain cities.
That's really? Much,
what cities?
So it's small cities within the state, so it's like individually by city, not the full state, but there's a city in Illinois, in Maryland, in Virginia, and in Texas.
Can I ask a stupid question? How do you enforce that? Kids don't have IDs.
Zach, there are no stupid questions. It's a great question, to be honest with you.
If you're 14, you're like, I'm 12. So she's my ID.
It's a deterrent.
No, I'm 12.
I know,
it's just a deterrent. You can't, they're not enforcing that.
Teenagers.
Yeah, they're not enforcing that. It's a little weird. Yeah, I think, look, how old is too old? I went trick-or-treating till the 11th grade, I think.
Did your parents help you, like...
My parents are dead.
Do...
Mike.
Yeah.
Right.
The fuck is wrong with
that? But I mean, when you were younger, you know? Remember when you were younger?
Do they help me, what, trick or treat? Or?
No, with things that were like my mom would help with like that, you know, the sock. When you get older and you're just becoming, doing misdemeanors out there, like socks full of flour, burning the tip of the fucking shaving cream bottle with a pin in it so that way it shoots like silly string level
things.
Your
parents helped you with that stuff?
Yeah, my mom was like, go be a criminal.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun stuff, though. Me and my son were going to go egg my sister's house on game night.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because I was trying to teach him the importance of being a prankster and hilarious. Hilarity is important in my life. But we ended up not doing it. He was with his mom that night. So, but no, my mom didn't help me with anything. My mom was too busy fucking.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Being a junkie. But she didn't care. She, like, if I was out throwing eggs at cars, as long as it didn't, like, affect her life, she wouldn't have really given a fuck.
Right.
You know? But yeah, if my son. When he's 14, 15, if he wants to go out in the night before, it's like, you know.
Because they used to actually, the 2 days before Halloween leading up to Mischief Night, all of like the places that would sell shaving cream around us would like, you couldn't buy it if you were a kid.
You couldn't buy it, yeah.
You had to have an adult buy it for you.
Yeah, what we did is we went to the grocery store 2 months before Halloween and let our eggs rot.
Wow. Yeah,
that was
you ever have a frozen egg? Throw frozen eggs?
That's a crime. You'll murder somebody.
For sure, it's just rocks.
It's a rock.
Yeah. It's just an oval rock. Boy, do they whip though, huh?
Yeah. He's like, dude, have you ever used Duracell batteries instead of whipped cream? So instead of fucking whipped cream, somebody beat somebody with a battery.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
One time in high school, my car got egged. but it was buffalo, so it froze overnight. So I like couldn't get it off.
It also
one time I went down on my one time I went down on my girlfriend in high school and my face got egged.
Ew.
That's the sound it made.
Yeah.
He's on fire.
You came up with soot all over you, like Wile E. Coyote.
There was fucking ketchup on those things.
Isn't the bit if you really want to fuck somebody's car, but you use bologna?
Really?
It eats the paint and gives them a polka dot car.
Oh, it all does, all of that does that. Like eggs rip the paint away. Even bird shit will slowly ruin your car too.
Bird shit will ruin your car.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I first got my Audi. Like anytime a bird would shit on it, I would like freak out. Yeah. And I'd run outside and I'm like, nah, I don't give a shit.
Dude, I drove to this would have been.
I really cared about having a nice car for 6 months, and now I'm like, fuck this car. I need a Honda. I need to get rid of this one. Yeah, just get a Honda. Dude. Who? Why am I even wasting my time?
Yeah.
Like I have a bumper car. I have a $65,000 bumper car that I just keep on bumping into shit.
Shit. Fuck. Shit.
Dude, it sucks.
Dude,
it sucks.
This would have been a moment that I would have loved to see you in this reaction because I think you would have had a classic Lewis meltdown. I had bird shit on my car, so I went to a gas station and I just went to use the squeegee thing to get it out, but they were all the gas pumps were taken, so I just parked in the gas station parking lot, grabbed it, and I was squeegee, going over, went over just squeegeeing it, and the full service guy came over.
No squeegee without gas.
And tried to rip it out of my hand.
Oh, that would have been the last thing he ever ripped in his entire life.
I tried to rip it out of my hand, and I went like that, where it flung the water. Ooh. It like flung the water at it, and I went, I just made up a whole lie. I'm like, I come here all the time. Right. Like, I just like, you know, lied. I for sure had never been there once and never again.
Yeah, you're the type of guy.
Was it in Jersey?
No, it was in Long Island.
You're the type of guy, though, like.
They think they could do that. Yeah.
You have like a pretty boy type thing. Like if you like you
I'll tell my father.
If I were you,
they thought you shit on the car. It looks like you shit bird shit.
Yeah.
You're just like the type of guy that like you're literally because you're not small enough to like feel like you're a bully.
Right.
But like you I bet you get fucked with more than anybody that I know. I bet you deal with
shit. I think it's short guys more than anybody.
I don't think so.
I think it's short guys much
more.
No, because
I think as a man, I wouldn't fuck with a short guy. I feel like
really?
I feel like I'm picking on a woman.
You're like a...
But you... But yeah. You...
I feel like I'm picking on a woman.
You look like you say gee willikers.
But that's... But it's funny, though, because I think the tall... I think you're right. Being tall is an offset to that. Offsets the skinny.
Yeah. You're tall, but you have a boyish quality, but it's like, you're just the type of guy where like, give me an opera fucking tunity. You know what? Hold on. I might be with incident, Shannon. I might be with incident. I'll tell you what happened.
Okay. I
posted it on my story. Put it, pull up the story. It's me in the car, Shannon, because I explained it there. Don't pull it up. I'll explain it in real time. I don't need to watch me explaining a story. That's a stupid bit. So we go to CVS yesterday, me and my chick, to buy Halloween candy. You tell me if this is an incident.
Buying Halloween candy on Halloween. Classic 800% markup. Just
I know,
getting
seriously.
You. Yeah.
I'll tell you, that's not a penny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm ready for this.
First of all, it's not a markup. It's actually discounted on Halloween.
No, it's discounted tomorrow. Today, it's discounted. Yeah, dude, you paid full price.
I bought it. I have to back up Lewis.
I bought it.
You're out of your mind.
Who here looks like they know how much candy costs each day?
All right.
Halloween costumes are 50% off from this, but...
I'm telling you, at CVS, the Halloween candy was discounted.
Yeah, it's a fake discount.
This isn't the
fake discount. It's like $49 down to $20.
It's marked up like 800% to begin with, and then they cut off
20%. It was at a regular price.
I bought the candy probably still more expensive than I would have bought it today.
Yes.
Sure.
Agreed.
However, so I'm going to, and a lot of people, it's a lot of me's in the store getting Halloween candy last minute. A lot of dads being like, fuck, I completely forgot about this. Right. If that's all it is.
Short for Mexican.
Yeah. All it is like 10 dads in this store all picking up Halloween candy at the exact same time. Me and my chick are in the store. There's one dude in the store, and he's like taking up the aisle. He's not a big guy. He's like a little smaller than me, I would say. But he's doing a thing where like I'm trying to like get past him, like look at what candy's, but he's not moving in the slightest bit.
The person who takes one step back, so they're in the direct middle of the aisle, staring at something, and they're widening their body.
That's what I said in my Instagram video.
Is it?
He widened his body to make it more difficult. Now me, like I keep on bumping in, being like, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, sir. I keep on saying, excuse me, I'm sorry. But he's just fucking, and every time he kind of gives me a stare when I bump into him, right? So my shoe hits his shoe at one point, kind of looks down, looks up at me, and I'm like, oh, excuse me. And by the fourth or fifth time that he's just standing there And I keep on saying, excuse me, this is where the incident comes in, Shannon. You tell me if this is
Can
an
I
incident.
Ask why you so bumped excited. Into him five separate times?
Because yeah, why standing... is your shoe touching him?
At some point, that's... the shoe touching him is questionable on your
Here's
part.
Here's the aisle.
Uh-huh.
Here's him.
Yep.
Okay, in the center of the aisle.
Yep.
Okay.
Widening.
Hello. He's widening. Egg. Widening. Yep. Here's me. Hello. Yep. Oh, I got. Here's all the candy.
Oh, uh-huh. Sorry. I'm just gonna.
This is all candy, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at the candy, but he's widening he in widened. Front of the candy.
Yeah.
So I can't look at. I'm trying to get around it. Like he owns the fucking candy aisle.
Right.
So I like my foot hit his foot. Like,
and I bet he's standing in front of the good candy. He's standing in front of the Snickers, Three Musketeers. You're in front of like Clark Bars and Mounds.
Yeah, dude, I'm sitting over here with a fucking goddamn Good and Plenty, like an asshole.
Ass.
Like an asshole.
Fucking bit of honey.
Yeah.
So then I'm sitting there, I'm kind of going like, so he bumps into me again or I bump, we're just kind of bumping.
Uh-huh.
So then he stares at me, staring at me. And I'm like, bro, I was like, why are you staring at me? I was like, we keep on bumping into each other. You're standing in the center of the aisle. You won't get out of the way. I've said excuse me five times. You haven't said a word. You just keep on staring at me. And then he kind of starts talking shit back. And he's like, bro, you keep on bumping into me. I was like, yeah, people bump into each other. That's life. What happens when an adult bumps into another adult? They say, excuse me, right? And he's like, all right, bro, all right. I was like, yeah, that's right. I was like, that's right. And that was really the extent of it. My girlfriend says that's an incident.
No, that's an almost incident.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's an incident. I mean, you going, that's right, yeah. That's right. And then what? Who left the aisle first? Because that's the other thing. You got to plant
both,
your flag.
Well, it both ended with us yelling happy Halloween at each other.
Really?
Happy Halloween.
Really?
All right, happy Halloween to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good holiday.
Yeah. That. So you were
Have
yelling.
A good one. Stay
were you full
warm.
Volume?
We were aggressively saying happy Halloween to
aggressively
each other.
Exclaiming.
We were aggressively exclaiming happy Halloween to each other over and over and over again, yeah. But joined
while
each
being
other.
Separated. Yeah. I think that's an incident.
No,
you, yeah.
No,
you drifted
no,
into
that
incident.
Would be like if you were so many days without shitting your pants and like you just made it to the bathroom. Like you started shitting as your pants came down, but you didn't shit your pants.
I didn't shit my pants. Yes.
Okay.
I did squirt a little bit into my pants. I gotta change my underwear.
You had to do right. The move where you turned around, took your pants down, and started shitting all at once.
I will say, yeah, on grading that on the Lewis scale, that is not an incident, but for most it would be, I think.
Yeah, it's just a little pre-cum.
A little pre-cum. Yeah. But look, pre-cum can get you pregnant.
If the guy responded, apparently. Yeah. If the guy responded, then you guys would have had
it
maybe
could have
a
gone.
Girl.
Well, he didn't think I was going to say shit. He was just doing this weird, like, eyeballing, jawing thing. And I was just like, it ain't going to happen. So I guess you're right. It was almost an incident. And honestly, I put myself in traffic. I was playing in traffic.
Yeah.
I was in an incident in traffic.
You riled yourself up a little bit.
I did. I could have probably walked away from that without saying anything, but it was such a fucking weird
thing.
But it's
the disrespect of not saying, reciprocating the excuse me is what makes me furious.
Every time I said excuse me, it started making me more and more angry, and then him just kind of staring at me.
Yeah.
It's like, motherfucker, say excuse me.
I feel like...
What size was he?
He wasn't a small guy, but he was like, I was a bigger guy. I don't realize that I'm a big guy, so he probably wasn't a small guy by any means.
Yeah.
But I'm...
Did you feel confident in your ability to take him down, had the fight?
Okay, I just come from training. I am in peak physical condition.
Sure. And
I've just ended
but
a,
like, but it
I've
it,
just ended a fight camp. I'm as right now, literally today.
Apex.
I am the toughest I've ever been in my entire life.
But
right now is
but
the
I'm
moment.
I'm saying, seeing that, you know what I mean? Like if you ran into a guy where you're like, oh fuck, I can maybe fight him, but it's gonna be a big battle. This was like you had no doubt. You're like, I'll walk through this guy.
You don't really know. That's the thing about fighting is you don't know.
Did you check for cauliflower ear?
No, you could sort of tell. He backed down pretty quickly. For all of his fucking staring and jawing, like you could tell his body language was like he wasn't ready for this.
I'm picturing this whole altercation as a segment on Planet Earth.
Yeah.
Look at David Attenborough. Like, here we are at a CVS where Hispanic men go to posture.
Notice them peacocking at one another.
Well, yeah, he was.
Years ago, the razors were in front of were not behind glass, but after many incidents.
But listen, you don't know, like, and women are so lucky to not have to deal with this ever. Like, what a great thing. Maddie, if some chick started jawing at you, some big black chick was like, yo, fuck you, bitch, I'm going to fuck you up. You can literally go, I am scared, and run away, and everyone's going to go, that's the appropriate reaction.
I don't know, fuck.
I feel like...
What the fuck? Like,
you go cut.
Just from what I see on Twitter, I feel like female fights are up like 500%. I feel like every time I open Twitter, I just see a woman beating
the
shit out of
another. It's your algorithm, dude. It's your fucking algorithm.
It's just Twitter now, dude.
I watched this morning, I watched an argument with a white chick, like arguing with a black chick behind her. I guess the black chick kept on like pressing her knees into her...
Oh, the airplane.
Chair. Okay.
Because the girl must have reclined her seat. And then the white chick was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, she's pressing her knees into my chair the whole time. And then the guy was like, well, you shouldn't have put your chair back. And she's like, well, I'm allowed to put my chair back. It was a very dumb fight. It was a little argument, right?
Yeah. Can't stand it.
But now all I'm getting, Twitter changed their algorithm now. We're now that I watched that video, I'm just getting all these airplane videos.
Yeah,
now.
Just fight and negativity.
Twitter,
yeah.
Fucking chill.
Sucks.
Here's what was great about Twitter. Show me in order the timeline of people that I follow.
Yeah.
Agreed.
That's all I want to see.
You know how hard
Let
it
me
is?
Fucking choose who I want to follow. Mm-hmm. Give me in order. If it was an hour ago, I want to see it in that order. An hour and fucking 5 minutes ago, that one should be right before that one.
Yeah.
What's up with the fucking algorithms? Fucking chill.
It's so fucked up. I don't want to see any of this bullshit that I'm seeing.
I like open... The second the whole...
And
like,
just because I watch one fucking 12-year-old girl dancing doesn't mean I want to watch all of them dance.
Right.
Do you understand? She got me. She had a good move.
I already came.
Stop turning me into a pedophile, you sick fucks.
God.
Can't watch anything. As soon as I start watching one thing, I'm like, well, now this I'm going to be inundated, so let me not watch this now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Twitter's awful.
It's just too much.
They're all bad. I used to not be able to see all everything my friends are doing.
And not a single person calls it X. We've never even come
Ever.
Close to it. And we won't out of spite.
Yeah.
I still call it retweeting.
Yeah.
And now what it's reposting.
It? No, dude. It's fuck repost. That oh, to death.
Interesting.
Absolutely not.
All right, we must take a quick moment and thank Waterboy for supporting today's show. I just started taking Waterboy. They actually have a really great recovery hydration powder that I've been using after my workouts, which just keeps me super hydrated. I feel great, great for muscle recovery. So what kept us alive in Europe while we were touring was their hydration powder that is specifically formulated to cut your hangover time in half. We were partying a ton while we were out in Europe. And I'll tell you right now, I don't think I would have been able to recover and train as hard as I did if it wasn't for Waterboy.
Absolutely. When it's crucial, you got to drink water after you drink, and you put this in there, and it really cuts it in half. And not only it helps you with nausea, fatigue, and what's referred to as hangxiety, where you just feel like shit because you're hungover.
Yeah, dude, it's zero sugar, 3 times the electrolytes of liquid IV, like 10 times the electrolytes of Gatorade and all their other competitors. This is great, dude. You'll feel so good after you have it. If you drink at all, or honestly, just being hydrated is great. You don't have to drink. If you just work out, it's great for working out as well to stay hydrated. All you got to do is go to waterboy.com/RAP, waterboy.com/RAP, and you're going to get 15% off your entire order. The link is in the description. Just go to waterboy.com/RAP for 15% off. All right, where were we?
Yeah. I got stuck in a big hole reading people respond to. You saw the real big kid that beat up the teacher over the Switch?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And, like, beat her unconscious?
But oh then, God. And he's 6'5 and 300 pounds, a big boy.
Yeah, he's like 17 years old, probably mentally handicapped.
Then you read his caretaker, he's like severely autistic. Like, right. They give an example, like they go to like this restaurant that has a mural on the wall of hot peppers. And he thinks it's hell, and he's afraid to go in the restaurant.
Oh, I thought I was going to try to eat him.
But he's like that level. Sure. Like they call it, I think, fantastical thinking or magic thinking.
I think maybe you should like give the teacher a heads up about like,
well,
hey,
so that was the
maybe
thing.
Don't take his
so
Switch.
He's in foster care, and then he's in a special school, and the deal was he's allowed to have the Switch at lunch. And then as a reward, he was allowed to have it in study hall. The teacher didn't communicate that he was allowed to have it.
Yeah, now so that woman can't communicate for the rest of her life.
Seriously.
And he can't, like, you can't have a conversation with him.
Sure.
They said, like, he's not, like, that level of verbal.
He's so, facing 30 years in prison.
And, yeah, but all is the... he says...
Today he pleaded guilty.
Did the person,
pleaded no contest.
Yeah, what's up? Is she paralyzed?
Well, she technically didn't put up a contest.
Yeah. he pleaded no contest.
He pleaded fatality.
He beat the shit out of her, but she's, like, fine. Yeah. But she's not. She's asking for the full sentence.
Wow.
Wow.
But all the comments are rough. You know, throw that animal in jail. You know, this is what you get.
Yeah.
The violent society. It's like you want to be like, oh man. Usually I'd be with you.
Yeah, yeah.
But this kid doesn't know what's real.
Well, I mean, look. Here's the thing.
Maybe he needs to be in a...
If it's my girl, my son's mother, my sister, you know, a female in my life, I don't give a... Whether they're retarded, autistic, whatever it is, I don't really care. If they, over a Nintendo Switch, can snap and put somebody in the hospital with their bare hands, they need to be locked up in a cell. It's unfortunate.
Okay, what if it's your kid, though?
Yeah, he needs to be locked up in a cell. If
but
my
not
kid,
in a prison
hold on,
cell.
If my kid is beating a woman to near death because she wouldn't give him his Nintendo Switch, and that is my son's affliction. No, my son shouldn't be out with people that maybe would take his Switch.
Yeah, maybe in like a hospital, like one of those types.
Sure,
I mean, like, yeah, that's but not that, in like that.
I'm just saying,
pop.
Putting him in.
It's
gen
all
pop.
The same shit, by the way. It's all like, yeah, like those psych wards, and they, like it's yeah. still going to be. Sure. Yes,
I think he should
think
be
he
in a
needs
facility.
To be, regardless whether or not they put him in a facility that's a jail or a hospital, like a psych ward type thing, he should not be interacting with human beings that can maybe take his Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, sure. If you can pop off like that, hell fucking no.
Yeah, fuck
I that think noise. He should at least be in a facility where there's people that are educated to know how to de-escalate.
Someone film this?
Oh, no, this is like the...
let's see.
This is like security camera.
Let's see. Shouldn't ask like Maddie Smith.
Oh,
yeah, flat ass. Look at that. Holy shit. Look, he flattened her ass.
Look at that person just kept walking.
Oh my God. Stop.
I mean, granted, he is just hitting her body.
I mean, he's breaking
actually
her
looks
ribs,
like that feels
I'm
good.
Sure. Oh, not the head. Oh, she's out cold, though, because she's not even putting her arms up to defend herself. She's just out cold. How did she get knocked out cold from the trucking?
Because she's a stick.
She's a woman.
But yeah, you read like his caretaker's report, and like apparently he's put on 100 pounds this year because they have on a new medication. Mm. So he went from like this skinny little dweeb to now he's just a fucking brick house.
Yeah,
C Dumps in the racist live chat says this is old C Dumps. They sentenced the kid today. Pay the fuck attention.
How much
people like to call shit all the time? No offense, C Dumps. I know, I love you. You're great. We're fucking going to a fucking spiral. All of our fans are crazy. Sometimes you can't even give them shit anymore. Then they start to spiral. South Pole Santa the other night fucking lost his goddamn mind.
That guy sucks.
Why? What happened?
What happened?
He came in dressed up as Santa Claus, and then he fucking started giving out gifts, but he wouldn't stop.
Where?
At Legion of Skanks.
Oh.
Shannon, what?
Oh, no, I was just curious to hear what happened afterwards.
I don't know. I think he won the contest because we let the audience decide, but I think he was gone. He wasn't happy. He was, like, mad at me.
Why?
Because we told him to stop doing it. It was a costume contest, and he wanted to do bits.
He wanted to do a bit for like 10 minutes and give out gifts and take over the whole show.
And he was like filming himself. Yeah, like it was a whole fucking asshole-y thing to do.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
And he just gave us all garbage.
And then, yeah, he gave us old porno magazines that smelled like wet basement.
Ew.
Yeah. And then everyone, like at the same time, opened up these old, like the whole room stunk of like piss and basement. It was awful.
Oh, fun bit.
Really made me mad. Yeah, so you know what? Let's do some plugs. We haven't done plugs yet. We haven't done plugs. What a show.
I don't think we've introduced the guests yet.
Yeah, you guys, you never even said.
Mike
Feeney, they have no idea who
Maddie
it is.
Smith, they know who you guys
they
are.
Know.
You're regulars here.
They don't know. Those, who are these people?
Maddie, what you plugging on?
Plug it up. Plug it up. Dude, you guys, I'm in Buffalo Helium Thanksgiving weekend, so come the fuck out. We're going to sell out that shit, 716. Yo, turn up, Bill's Mafia. We're coming to Toronto. We're coming to fucking Springfield, Missouri. We're coming to Nashville. So go to MaddieSmithComedy.com to get your tickets and come out and see me live, baby.
Feeny.
I liked you. Yeah, because I liked seeing you get sucked into the voice and not be able to pull out. November 12th, I'll be headlining a show for the New York Comedy Festival. You can get tickets at MikeFeeneyComedy.com. But instead, just check out my new comedy special, Mike Feeney Night at the Comedy Cellar. I did all four rooms of the Comedy Cellar in one night. I directed it and I edited it myself.
That's cool, dude.
Yeah.
You edited yourself. That's great, dude.
Yeah.
It came out great.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a ton of work. I'd love if you checked it out. Mike Feeney, YouTube.com/Mike Feeney Comedy. If you like it, leave a comment, share it with some friends, and I appreciate you. Thanks.
Congrats.
Hey, if you're in town, I am in Saratoga Springs, New York this weekend doing shows, so come hang out.
Love it. This weekend, Saturday, Carnival of Combat. If you guys haven't gotten tickets, there's like 100 tickets left. If you guys want to come out and be a part of it, St. Petersburg, Florida, grab those tickets now. If you guys grab really anything beyond the bronze ticket, so anything higher than the bronze level, you also get access to a stand-up comedy show that we're doing on the 3rd at Coastal Creative. So you get access to that, and it's going to be an incredible stand-up comedy show. Myself, Tim Butterly, Alex Stein, Jason Ellis, Sam Hyde, Karen Fian. Going to be a wild time. And then the fights are Saturday. So pre-order the pay-per-view, carnivalofcombat.com. It's presented by Mint Comedy, so make sure you guys grab that as well. It's going to be a ton of fun starting 3 p.m. this Saturday, November 4th. And then starting in January, I have a brand new tour the Meaty Ogre Tour coming to a city near you. Up on the website right now, we got Emmaus, Pennsylvania, Saratoga Springs, Tampa, Florida, and more. I'm going everywhere. Des Moines, Iowa, Red Bank, New Jersey's up there. Royersford, Pennsylvania's up there. St. Louis is up there. San Diego's up there. And I got another 10 cities or so confirmed. So look out for a city near you. As the tickets are becoming available, they will go up on the website. Make sure you subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial and get access to thousands of hours of our podcasts that are not available anywhere else. A lot of people like to complain about YouTube and censorship on iTunes and all these other platforms. Well, guess what? Gas Digital is uncensored. So if you guys want to see the shows the way that they're intended to be seen, make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital. Use that promo code. Plus, you get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. Check out my new special, half-hour special, available right now on my YouTube channel. You could also just get it on my website, lewisofskanks.com. That's where you can get all my tickets for everything as well. And that's that. The other pods, Legion of Skanks, The Regs. What a life.
Listen up.
What a life, guys.
Do you want to pick a review winner?
Oh, yeah. Also, go to our iTunes. Leave us one review. One reviewer every month. We give out a free piece of merch to, whether it's a good or a bad review. This month's reviewer is Spook2517. Spook2517.
Okay.
Congrats.
So the title of the review is Dad Meat is Awesome.
Oh, what the fuck?
5 stars. Let's go double KO.
Motherfucker.
Double KO. Wow.
Double KO. We'll see.
Awkward. So what are the actual... I know that there's been 100 changes to the lineup card, so the only one I know that's constant is you versus Butterly. But
me and Butterly, the actual fights that are happening, like the one-on-ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Me versus Butterly, Alex Stein versus Mike Harrington, uh-huh. Paco versus Danny Dubs, and that's Butterly's producer.
Yep, yep.
And then
Drew
Montana versus Term K from the Palmer Squares.
Right.
Which is going to be a ton of fun.
Jamar and Naeem are not fighting.
Naeem is going to be doing the...
Pinata fight.
Okay. So you get to... We're going to have...
Naeem is going to fuck...
Naeem probably doesn't even need protection.
What's a pinata fight?
So you dress up as a pinata while 4 or 5 fans try to attack him, and then 2 or 3 professional fighters protect him as the pinata.
People know he was like an amateur like boxer,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So, but then we're also doing... Jamar figured it out.
Yeah.
We're doing a bunch of other stuff as well. Hold on. I'll tell you exactly. Hold on. I want to actually promote some of the other fights as well. Rebecca, here we go. Some of the other fights that we're doing, ass slap fights. We're doing the electric shock collar match,
yeah,
blindfolded.
I remember that from
Skankfest, Then we're doing some sock fights. We're doing a duct tape fight where it's going to be 2-on-2 guys fighting, and they have their hands and feet duct tape together, so they, if they hit punch with this
like
hand,
lasso match.
They have to punch together, and it's 2-on-2. We're doing pinata match, the musical chair fight. We're doing a bunch of all the really fun stuff that you guys have seen at Ellis Mania and at Skankfest in the past. We're doing that. We're adding a ton of it, so it's going to be probably a 4-hour event, something like that, 4 to 5 hours.
Now, how shows too?
The night before, I'm doing a stand-up comedy show, okay, but we have a dominatrix. It's a halftime show. It's gonna be a ton of fun. Carnival Combat's gonna be awesome. You get tickets if you get the bronze level seating. It's like $30 if you use the discount. So it's
how many injuries do you have walking into this, or do you not want to say? Because
I'll say I'm literally never been healthier.
Oh, great.
My knee is fine. I mean, it's not ideal, but right. once I'm warmed up, I'm good.
So he's not gonna hit you.
It's fine. Yeah, I'm not. I've never been. I've never been physically better. When I did my amateur MMA fight, I had a broken hand. I had a subluxed shoulder. One of my ribs was popping out. I was in so much physical pain.
Yeah,
I'm in no pain at all. I have no injuries. This week, I started tapering off. Did a training session with my trainer today. Just very light. Just keeping the endurance up, keeping the cardio up. So I feel good. I'm 201 pounds right now.
It's going to be great. What is Butterly weighing in at?
196.
Oh, wow. Did he put on weight for that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we were fighting at 205. Damn, look at these fucking arms, though.
Wow, it's just so
Maddie, you like that?
Yeah,
you like that, Maddie?
So fucking hot.
What a life, Maddie.
My God.
Look at that. Holy shit.
You look so strong. You could beat up anyone in a CVS.
Let's see. Alan Mofo in the Race to Live Chat says, after this fight, we will hear all the excuses Lewis had to lose.
Wow.
To lose. I'm going to lose the fight.
Yeah.
No, if I lose the fight, it's because Tim Butterly's a better boxer than me. There's no excuses. What is the excuse here? There's no excuse. I thought the excuse was going to be that I wasn't going to show up for the fight, that I was going to pull out of it, that I was going to fake a fucking injury.
You don't really see that after any sort of UFC or boxing. No matter how much shit, even like when McGregor's talked the most shit he ever talked, and then afterwards he's like, hey, kick my ass. You know what I mean? It's like everybody. Yeah.
Here's what I've learned about this. Somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose, right? For me to sit here and act like I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm going to beat Tim Butterly on Saturday is crazy. I am in the best shape of my life. I am more prepared to box somebody than I've ever been in my entire life. Hopefully that will be enough to beat Tim Butterly on Saturday. And I promise you I'm fucking going to bring it to him. It's not going to be a sparring match. I'm going to try to knock his fucking head off. If I land clean, I will put him the fuck out. I actually have confidence in my power now, which I never had confidence before. Mm. This past couple of weeks of sparring, I've been actually fucking really stunning people in like big ways. So
16-ounce gloves?
Yeah, 16-ounce gloves. No headgear.
Yeah, headgear's just good. Yeah.
Mm. So we'll see what's up.
Well, good luck to you both.
Baby James Gillis says, what's your narrative if Lewis wins? Bird Patrol says, I don't know. I think Lewis might win. I'm Team Rattlesnake says, Brick. Fuck yeah, Brick.
Is there,
goddamn king.
Is there like a, do you guys have like a bet between you two? Like winner gets this?
The winner legally adopts the loser.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so the winner is legally adopted. So it's the Who's Your Daddy match. We have the Father of the Year title on the line, a belt. plus there's cash. I mean, I don't know if Tim wants me to talk about like the payouts. I mean, we'll know, but the winner is getting $10,000.
Wow.
Really? Winner gets $10,000.
What does the loser get?
We get show money just to show, but the winning bonus for mine and his fight is $10,000. And the only reason I'm even saying that is because we have like checks that are being presented to the winner, so that will be known. So I said to Tim, I was like, I'm not doing this for money. Like I'm just doing it. And he was like, I am. And I was like, oh fuck, Tim's gonna bring the heat.
Yeah, Tim, that would be great for Tim. He's got multiple kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean I have a kid too, and probably a couple on the way. But not really. But who knows, honestly.
Oh my God. You just shocked me. Are you guys gonna have kids?
Would you have another kid?
Yeah. I mean, if me and her get married and do everything, you know, yeah, she wants kids.
Wow. I don't picture you to be like a let's get married and then we'll have kids kind of. You want to be like?
I can see it.
That's what my girl wants. I mean, it's not even about me, dude.
I know. I thought you would be like, I'm just never getting married. Well, we can like live together and have a kid together, but we're not gonna get like.
Well, I kind of want the traditional thing. Like, I feel one of the things that, like, fucked me up when me and my son's mother broke up was the fact that I was depriving him of that life. Like, and I never really had that life either. So, like, I was depriving myself of it. So, if things worked out the way that I would want to, I would consider getting married one day and having kids again for sure.
Yeah, I could see that for you.
Yeah, if my chick wants to have kids and wants to get married. So, it's like.
She's how much younger? How old is she?
She's about 10 years younger than me.
Okay. Yeah, so she's got time.
Yeah. She's got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
What, is she 30?
She doesn't like me saying her age, but she's over 30.
So, yeah. I froze my eggs.
You froze your eggs?
Yeah.
Smart.
Dude, she should think about
that.
She
threw them at a car. Yeah. It's a rock, Maddie. Those are rocks.
Oh, shit.
We discussed this.
My bad. I mixed up this whole thing. Anyway, something to think about. You, fertility is,
on the decline, rapidly.
Rapidly.
It's crazy, dude.
Rapidly. Get them in the fucking freezer.
Yeah. What if my sperm is
that
fucking,
could be too.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting older, but I feel like no.
I feel like sperm maintains health for a long time.
It's true.
It's got a good shelf life.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Plus you probably have like fucking high T, like fucking...
Maddie, stop flirting with me. What is wrong with you? Maddie's so horny. Wow, dude. Now that she froze her eggs, this bitch is ready always.
Yeah, you want to thaw them out?
No, dude, Pacino and De Niro can have kids at this age. I think you're fucking fine.
Yeah, you're good. It's about the woman.
I don't know if that's their actual kid, though. You know, and they might be getting like sperm donors at this point.
Benny in the Jets says, careful, Lewis. My divorce cost me at least $350,000.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go into that worrying about. It's like you going into the fight worrying you're gonna get knocked out.
It's
bad mentality.
I just don't look. If I were to get fucking married, like, I wouldn't do it unless I was 100% sure that we're not getting divorced. Like, I'm 100% sure because why would you get divorced? I cheat. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason, like, well, like that's really what it ends at all, right? The guy ends up being a scumbag and cheats, or I mean, I guess the girl could cheat, but that. Doesn't really happen that often. You know, if a woman, like most women, they want to get married, not because there's this like ulterior motive, like, oh, I'll get divorced and I'll get half of what he's got. I think most women, like they've been envisioning their wedding day since they were little girls and they want to be walked down the aisle and they want love and they want that for the rest of their life. The idea of losing that and then fucking having a divorce. I don't think that's. I mean, look, I guess it could happen to any of us.
I think most people are in bad relationships, to be honest.
Yeah.
pretty much everyone.
The people who are constantly like, dude, I'm in such a... We're in such a good place right now. We've only like screamed at each other like 3 or 4 times this month. And you're like, that's like a bad relationship.
You're saying, we've been good lately. Things have been.
It's that thing where the voice goes up. How's it going? Oh, we're good.
Yeah.
I would have asked my son's mother to marry me if we could have gotten along for more than 2 weeks in a row. I remember I was like, just 2 weeks. If we can get there, I'll ask her.
Yeah.
We never could. Like, it was like bad. But this relationship is like normal.
But you're good parents together.
Yeah, we're great parents together.
Yeah.
We co-parent really well, and she's a great chick. She's a great woman. We hung out last night. We all fucking hung out and went trick-or-treating.
She's with somebody else now?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, it's great. I think we're going to do the family vacation together this year, everybody.
Nice.
Wow. Her boyfriend, my girlfriend.
That'll be great for James.
It won't be confusing at all.
I mean, you know.
I think you can figure out who's who.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is great for James. Yeah, I mean, I just want to fucking get along. I don't want to fucking, I'm so over drama in my
life.
Me too,
I'm over it.
And dude, I will say that, there was a lot of that. There was some of that at Skankfest where there was like, it reminded me of like high school drama. Like there was just, with other comics, like seeing like groups of comics like fighting or like, you know, like people crying and you're just like, this is like, it was this whole thing where you're like,
the casino.
We were like, what is going on? It just felt like such a, it felt like when you went to like a house party in high school and there's that one, there's like the one, you know, the couple people over here that are crying. They're like, it's because they're pieces of shit. And then it becomes this whole.
Yeah. And a guy's like, let me go talk to him.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll settle it.
None of this. I was too busy having fun.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing where I just looked at it. You look at it from a different perspective is when you get older, where you're like, what is this?
Well, what happens is this. Like, this is the truth. This is comedy, and probably in most other scene type things, right? Music, I'm sure, is very similar. Until you are making some cash, right? Until you're like sustaining a lifestyle, or your life with comedy and with, you know, creating shit, it's a lot of like, it becomes almost like you're, like it's a social thing more. That's like almost like the top thing. It's like a social thing. Like all of your friends are comedians before you, it's like everything you have when you're doing open mics, where you're just figuring it all out. Like all you know is this and this world. So when there's drama, it sort of pulls you into, it could be pulled into this world. You could like,
and then they manipulate themselves to go, well, now everybody's talking about
I can never like, I could not imagine having the time.
Right,
have drama with another comedian over.
That's how I feel.
That's how it was the Jake Flores thing. It was honestly because he saw there was nothing going on, but I had so little going on with the Jake Flores thing that I would allow myself to get pulled into that because I was like, oh, this is a part of like. But when you look at it, you go like, oh, that was fucking retarded. It's like literally
so stupid.
Just why even address it?
I don't have
a business owner. You think I have time for?
You don't have to like everybody. We don't have to fucking get along. Like we are coworkers. We have to coexist. We have to be in the same rooms together sometimes, and that's the extent of it. If you like everybody, that's fucking crazy, and you're probably a phony. If anybody who likes everybody, by the way, the people who like. And I know a few chicks that are specific like this. They are fucking. They like everybody's posts. They're fucking. But they hate everybody. They hate all these girls. They like all their posts. They fucking act they're friends. But they talk shit about them, and they actually fucking hate each other. And there's a lot of that in the comedy world. But these are people. Yeah.
We don't see screenshots of your group text, bitches.
Yeah, we see them. Okay, but that is from.
I have to make a call.
Yeah,
that is from people that have nothing going on, and they're just trying to create something. They're just bored. Yeah. They're just waiting. We're all in like a waiting mode. You get to the 5, 6, 7 year, 8 year mark in comedy. Some of your friends are getting TV now.
You know what it is?
They're getting Montreal. Like, they're getting the festivals. They're getting this. And you're like waiting for shit to happen. And you're like, I don't know. So what do you do?
Were all those toys in the crane game in Toy Story, all the little aliens that are just waiting for the industry crane or the heat crane to pick you up so it would get plucked out of that?
Yeah.
And sometimes the crane brushes you.
Yeah, you get halfway there and you fall down.
I gotta go back.
Zach, let go of my leg. Zach, let go of my leg.
I got a callback.
Here we are.
Final callback.
They found my old tweets.
Yeah.
So close.
It's so funny that Kevin Brennan is getting dragged for this.
Dude, he's like nationally trending.
Wait, what's going on with that?
So he tweeted out something very minimal something that I wouldn't even think would be a fucking big deal about Matthew Perry. He's just like, ha ha ha, good riddance or some shit, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, who cares? Like, who fucking cares?
Friends,
he's not,
fans.
He's
care.
Not a fucking famous person. So I
neither was Ari when the Kobe stuff happened.
Ari still's way more famous of than Kevin. Course, like, yeah, Ari has hundreds of thousands of followers. He's was Joe Rogan's like right hand man for a while. He's, I mean, just theater tours.
I'm not
this
debating
is not,
their...
This is me not knocking Kevin Brennan.
Yeah.
Kevin Brennan, he knows what the fuck he is. He knows where he's at, right? But he's just, in my opinion, he's just not famous enough that TMZ would be like, fucking comedian Kevin. Like,
I know, yeah.
I would assume.
Well, they had the tie-in of being like SNL paid tribute and he's a former SNL writer.
Yeah, I think they were looking for something. They had to find, he was the one guy, I guess, that said something. But it's kind of crazy to me. He's got literally 6,000 Twitter followers. It's not like, it's just.
That's also like his eighth account.
No, I know.
Like it's, at one point, I feel like he had a pretty good following.
No, I don't think so. I don't think Kevin ever jumped on social media and ended up getting like a big following.
Yeah.
You know, he's an old school guy. Kevin's very funny. This is not a knock on Kevin. Kevin's a really funny comedian and even a funny podcaster when he wants to be. He trashes me sometimes, but he fucking knows to fucking, he knows to only dip his toes in the fucking water. I'll fucking come at you, Kevin Brennan. Don't you fucking ever talk shit about me, bitch. Keep it to Dave Smith. I don't give a fuck. but yeah, that story got so fucking big now. And it's just kind of surprising to me that anybody would give a fuck. The amount of memes that I've seen about Matthew Perry dying, like, it's just, who gives a shit?
Yeah, him in the fountain with the water spitting. And
the Kobe thing was like, it was like black Twitter as well. It's a different thing. Black people.
Also, the daughter dying changed everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. People get so mad.
Who gives a shit? But also, so Kevin knows this. In 4 days, completely gone. Right. Not a word about it. So the people that are fucking pussies that start apologizing and deleting and like, guys, fucking chill. He's actually handling it the right way. He's posting the fucking TMZ articles. He's being like, oh, fuck, I finally made the New York Post. Great. He's handling it the right way. Dude, don't fucking take your foot. Own who the fuck you are. If you're going to be this guy, be that fucking guy. And what's going to happen is these people, there's a couple hundred people being like, fuck you, you piece of shit, blah, 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 blah. And he's laughing at them. They're going to just care. It'll be the next thing. It'll be, you know, Israel invading fucking the Gaza, or it'll be the Ukraine, or it'll be somebody else dies, or the Barbie movie will come out. The people that jump on these things, they jump on the next thing because they're going to get bored. After 4 days, they're going to be like, this is boring. Nobody really gives a shit. Literally. I'm not getting what I want to get out of it. They're trying to ratio him.
Yeah.
They're trying to get their likes and their clicks. It's a system of just likes and clicks, and none of it's actually real. It all lives on this platform. Kevin Brennan walks to the store. Nobody's bothering him. That person leaves. They're now no longer an anonymous Twitter profile. They go and do their thing. It's all kind of fake.
None of it is real.
Yeah. So we'll see. And I promise you in 4 days, nobody will be saying anything to Kevin Brennan. The Ari thing, I did not think. I knew he was going to recover. I thought it was going to be a long, dark period. Ari was like, it was crazy.
He didn't go outside for a while.
They took his headshot down at the clubs.
There was sponsors specifically that we were booking for Ari that we had to like talk off a ledge.
Really?
Because Guest Digital does sponsorship for the podcast. Yeah. So we had sponsors that were like, you know, what's going on with this? And we literally had to be like, no, just give it a week. I was like, people are going to stop talking
about
it.
That was like more than a week. Though. That was the longest I've ever seen.
It was a month or two.
He didn't go to LA for like a year.
He wasn't listed on lineups.
And then we did a lie detector test with Ari. This would have fucking G Ari.
Was getting New York Comedy Club was getting like death threats.
Yeah, they got a threat. Yeah.
Dude, Ari, this is what a G Ari is though. He fucking we asked him on Legion of Skanks in the lie detector test if he regretted the Kobe tweet.
Yeah.
And he said no, and he was not lying. It's crazy.
Yeah.
What a loon. All right. Let's see. I haven't even looked through these notes yet, Shannon. That's how fucking good the show's
been.
Let's start the show, folks.
Kick it off.
Does it live? Does it die? We haven't done this one in a minute, Shannon. Let's go.
I like this one.
Does it live or does it die?
Let's see.
Okay. Oh.
This is an old thing.
This is a new one. This just happened.
An ice skate slices his throat.
I mean, the odds of that happening.
Super kick.
I'm going to stop it here.
No.
I want to see more, Shannon. There's no way I'm going to know if he dies just because his head falls off his body and rolls across the ice.
So I have two separate clips. The second one, I just feel like it's going to show too much, maybe.
Yeah.
Show me the other clip, Shannon. I got to see more.
I've seen when the...
This happened in like 90 yeah. or 89. There's a famous yeah. one and where this happened. The blood goes everywhere. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I just remember that.
They should have like neck protectors or something. Yeah. You know?
It is pretty
small. Oh, he got right up.
Oh, he's trying to get up.
I'm stopping it.
Oh, but he's bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Shannon, he's going to bleed and fall down. It doesn't mean that he dies. The way you're acting, Shannon, I think this guy is dead. The way that you're acting, Shannon.
Because if you...
yeah. Thanks for telling that. Spoiler.
No, it could go either way.
Thanks, Shannon. He's dead.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Blame Shannon.
For this guy's death.
It could be either way. I don't want to ruin the ending.
He's dead, Shannon. Look. My powers of deduction are right, right? He's dead, right?
He is this a game? Is everyone guessing?
Is everyone guessing? I guess he died because
I guess he died.
He's for sure dead.
I would say he didn't die.
Yes, he did die.
Manny said he didn't die.
I'm going to show you the last few seconds.
Let's see.
I mean, he's...
Ew, oh my God.
Oh, he skates away.
Yeah, he lived. No, I'm just kidding. he died. He died on the ice.
He died on the ice?
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't want you to see all of
the
blood.
Well, look, if you're going to die somewhere, that's a great way to die.
That was like a college game, or was that a professional? No. Was that an NHL game?
It's a European hockey.
And people...
thank God.
Some people are making it a race issue.
Why?
Because the guy that got him was... The guy that kicked him was black.
Really?
How could they make it a race issue?
They're saying that if it was a white guy that killed a black guy, that he would be charged. But now apparently they are looking at charges.
Wait, did he actually kick him on purpose?
No, dude, he got fucking trucked and got thrown.
So why would he be charged? It's an accident.
Because there's crazy people who think everything involving a black person and a white person is racially motivated.
But what about...
Wait, there's a black guy playing hockey?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's the real...
Cuckoo, cuckoo. There were some former hockey players that say that he's known for being like a dirty player, and he's been suspended several times in the past. And they say when they watch it, it looks like that there wasn't a need for there to be contact in that moment, and it appeared that he tried to make contact on purpose.
I don't know, man. That guy, I thought he got shouldered, and his legs went flying. I mean, you can't just throw your feet up in the air like that.
I mean, if he did it on purpose, his aim is impeccable.
Unbelievable.
Yes, how do you kick sideways behind you?
6 feet in the air.
And nail the shot.
That. Dude, I mean, that's... I feel like they also should probably just have some sort of throat protector.
So that was a result of this, is that they are making that mandatory now to have a neck protector.
God damn.
I mean, the amount of time... So I don't think a neck protector is mandatory. I mean, the amount of hockey games in existence ever.
Sure.
I mean, we're talking about like millions of games.
Yeah, but it's the same with the
two people.
It's the same with the head flaps.
Two people died on helmets
in baseball now. Now they have it on their face ever since people started getting hit in the face and they're fucking.
But I bet you that happens way more often. People being beamed in the side of the head than somebody's skate.
It's not even the head; it was the face because they had the helmet. This is the face.
How many hockey fatalities have there been?
Maybe they're anticipating more blacks
because I know that. I mean, pucks. Like, we'll hit people in the throat. I bet that's happened a lot, right?
Dude, the first hockey game, I went to an Islanders game when I was a kid at Nassau Coliseum, and I tried to, I'd only gone to baseball games, and the puck got hit over the ice and was, like, whizzing towards, my school section, and I was so used to baseball games, I thought it was, like, catching a foul ball, and I legitimately stood on the seat to try and catch it, but I put my foot on the back of the seat, so it, like, folded, and I ended up falling. It actually hurt tremendously.
That sounds awful.
But, dude, the puck hit a person in the face, maybe four rows behind me, and I like looked around angrily that I didn't catch it, and I looked back and there was just blood.
Really?
Like it was just, it hit them
it was
like
just
directly.
Broken your fingers. Oh.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, the fingers were just gone, you know. It just dude, it was just blood, just mouth and blood. I remember them getting taken off. I'd never seen like that much blood in person. So yeah. Thank God for those foldy rickety ass seats.
Yeah, dude.
Seriously.
How many deaths in hockey, Shannon? And how many deaths from ice skate?
Oh, so there's 23 since 1905.
Okay, that's pretty good rate.
How do they die though?
So there's they vary from collisions, falls, sometimes accidents involving hockey equipment, sometimes cardiac events. So it's split apart.
They've also had like throats slashed from sticks too. You know what I mean? If they like splinter, they could do that by accident as well. So just put a little thing there, you know, a little foam, a little one inch thing.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
Safety. Falling through the ice, that's safety. Scary.
How, you falling know through the, it's on a lake.
But early hockey was on, maybe on a lake.
It could have been.
What is the accent?
I bet you.
That?
I bet you. Oh, early hockey.
It was on a lake.
We love to go watch the hockey game and
it on the lake.
In the
oh, the old hockey on the lake. It is.
Just one thing the Irish are known for. It's
early
hockey.
Early hockey was on the lake, as you know.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, well, RIP to that guy.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
I watched The Trifecta with my girlfriend the past 3 days. Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th.
Which is your favorite?
I think as a movie, Friday the 13th might be the best movie out of them, in my opinion. Because it actually does have a really, if you know it, so when you know what's happening, like, fine. But it actually is a pretty cool twist. When you really fucking see it all, and even like the very, very ending where he like jumps out of the lake, you don't really know if it's a dream sequence or she actually has a memory of it. Like, you don't really know. It's pretty fucking cool. Like, the way, you know, the problem is I just knew what was going to happen the whole time.
Yeah.
Zach, what do you think is the best out of the three?
I mean, most watchable is Halloween.
I like Halloween because it's Halloween. A good... I always like a normal person going crazy versus like a supernatural.
And they all have good music, but Halloween's got the best music.
Yeah. Halloween is the best music. Yeah. Well, here's the
Nightmare
thing.
On Elm Street's the most
also
creative.
The that's pretty good on Nightmare on Elm Street, though.
Yeah.
It's not...
Cock
on your mind.
Is that not what you guys were hearing?
Puss, 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 puss. Penis, penis, penis.
Puss, 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 puss.
Come, come, come.
Pubes, 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 pubes.
As a kid, Friday or Nightmare on Elm Street was my favorite. As a kid, Freddy is just such an iconic character. That's what James was this year for Halloween.
That's a good one.
I think overall, and when you look at the chronological, like the chronology of how they came out, it was Halloween first. 1978 was Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
1980 was Friday the 13th. And 1984 was Nightmare on Elm Street. 1976, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
But the fact that Texas Chainsaw and Halloween still hold up and are like can be like kind of like terrifying and
they
creepy.
All do. Literally all, with the exception of Nightmare on Elm Street, all three of them start off with the kids being warned at a gas station that they're about to be fucking murdered.
But isn't that
such
points,
a trope?
But isn't that points against the ones that
That's
came out
Halloween
afterwards?
Third.
What's up?
That's not how Halloween starts.
No, Halloween doesn't. I'm sorry. But Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th. And then I'm Friday the 13th and Texas Chainsaw. But then I'm thinking of Cabin in the Woods.
But Texas
that was making fun of
But that's what I'm saying. But Texas Chainsaw and Halloween came out 10 years, or 5 to 10 years before all these. So it feels like they're...
And Black Christmas was before both of them.
Yeah.
Which is essentially, Halloween is very...
Friday the 13th was sort of a Texas Chainsaw ripoff in its own way.
Dude, that original Texas Chainsaw, I still think that like that the Jessica Biel Texas Chainsaw was fucking. I remember seeing that in theaters.
That was
awesome.
But we were the perfect age.
We were perfect age.
She's so hot.
It also had like the loud jump scares.
Too hot. This is the thing that they did.
Impossibly hot.
Her body's so toy in that movie
that you remember you're watching a movie.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, it takes you out of it. You're like, there's no way. A bitch being murdered is this toy.
She's so toy. She's got the wife beater.
And it's I want to say it's 99, 2002. When is it?
Early 2000s.
I would say early.
Early 2000s.
It was when the gals were wearing the hip hugger low rise jeans, where it was like the button was on her clit, and then the top of it just showed her ass crack and thong hanging out a little bit.
This big.
Oh my god!
It was truly the hottest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, pull her up, Shannon.
But,
what are we doing?
But toy. The
that's when you get the back dimples.
The original Halloween just so much more like what the fuck, like with the sucking on the finger with grandpa and all that other like the blood, that shit's like a
Texas Chainsaw.
That's what I'm saying, the original I'm saying is like way more creepy.
Wow.
But there's no blood in it.
Interesting.
Other than the hitchhiker cutting his hand, there's no blood in Texas
Chainsaw. Their whole thing was that was also the first one to do like a daytime horror movie, which has never been
so a lot of movies from that time. It's just I'm glad that we're out of this. It's shot from the perspective of the killer looking at people like through the woods.
And then going,
just, yeah, you know.
Labor breathing.
It's like sitting next to me.
Yeah. that sort of like, it's kind of, I'm over it. I'm like, all right, who fucking cares? But they were all great. They were all great.
That was so new at the time. Like Halloween was, I want to say one of the first, if not the first, Steadicam.
Oh yeah,
because people had never seen that before.
Yeah, just like the camera following somebody. Because
it's like it's it's got counterbalances and shit.
Of course.
Before that, it would be like handheld and like the Blair Witch, more or less.
Yeah. And, yeah, look, great classic movies. Had to watch them all. All right, we got to wrap this one up. This has been fun. You guys are the shit.
This was fast.
Yeah, I went quick, boys.
Listen.
That's it.
Testament to the guests, I guess.
Podcast.
Yeah. You guys are great. Great guests, guys. Thanks for watching, everyone. Make sure you keep on subscribing to Guest Digital. We'll be back on Friday with your exclusive episode. So if you guys are subscribed, you get another episode this week. Thanks for watching. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.